Michaela Ceramelli is my final guest of the hour. She's a second-year dramatic arts major at UC Davis and the director of The Harrowing of the Soul. It's on Fifth Stage of The Haunt, representing the Dead Arts Society. She's also an assistant stage manager for Dead Man's Cell Phone through the Institute of Exploration in Theater, Dance, and Performance, and the director for The Shadows through Dead Arts Society. Michaela Ceramelli is here in the studio, and we're going to ask her what this is all about and if it has anything to do with Halloween. Michaela Ceramelli, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much.
So what is The Haunt at Wright Hall?
The Haunt is a show that we are doing through the Department of Theater and Dance here at UC Davis, mm-hmm. and it's very different from what we're used to doing. It takes up the main stage, and it's a walk-through haunted house with mm-hmm. a storyline, narrative-led aim to scare with narrative.
Scare with narrative. That's great. So there's a performance tonight, obviously.
Yes.
How long will you be scaring people with these narratives?
We begin sending groups in at 7:30. We send in groups of about 8 to 10 customers, students.
Right.
audience members. And we send in groups every 15 minutes until 10 o'clock. And afterwards, there's a dance party to go to that's pretty spooktacular.
That sounds terrific. We can't mention ticket prices on the air, but how do we get tickets? How do we participate?
You can buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
When you get there, there will be a table with some house managers. They'll be selling tickets and masks and some other paraphernalia.
That's great. And tell me more about your role. Did I read correctly that you're a director of one of these shows?
Yes. So there are 7 different stages, different places on the stage, 5 of which are scenes and 2 of which are mazes where people jump out and scare you. And I was director of one of the scenes. So Josie Miller is a doctoral candidate, and she was the artistic director of the entire production.
Mm-hmm.
And she was absolutely wonderful. And so I worked under her, and I worked with her to cast and direct my own scene, The Harrowing of the Soul. It's the 5th stage. And it's really awesome and really scary and great.
So are there age limits to the sort of customers you want to come by? So probably no small children then.
Probably not.
Yeah.
There are some pretty scary scenes.
Right.
We don't want to give anyone nightmares.
And we don't want to give anything away, but do you get to participate at all, or are you just directing? In other words, do you get to say boo at any point this evening?
I can give my actors notes at the end of the night, but I'm not going to stop in the middle of a production.
Right. What I meant is, do you get to be a part of the production?
I'm just going to go walk through it tonight and see how everything's put together.
Excellent. Good. And say some more about yourself as a dramatic arts major here at UC Davis. How is it that you chose UC Davis? And was our theater and dance program an important part of that?
I didn't come here knowing that I wanted to do theater and dance.
Mm-hmm.
I came here knowing that I wanted to do something in theater, but I didn't know I wanted to be a major. I got here and the program is so different from any other program that you'll find, any other theater program that you'll find in the nation. It's very small, very intimate. It's also very focused on pushing the limits of how we define theater and what theater is. It's just such a great opportunity, such a great learning opportunity that you wouldn't get in a conservatory theater program.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Who have been some of your favorite professors so far?
My fall quarter, I took Drama 20 with Sean Feit.
Mm-hmm.
And then that all last year I did Midnight Club, which was an experimental dance and theater group through Sean Feit. It was his project for his dissertation. And he's been such a huge inspiration for me. He's very intelligent, very motivating, very inspirational.
That's great.
Yeah.
And have you started thinking already about your postgraduate plans, or are you having too much fun? Because did I read that you're a sophomore?
Yeah, I'm just a second year.
Right, and it's just the first quarter of your second year.
Yes.
So you have plenty of time to think about these things.
I do. I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's scary. But ideally, I would want to direct for theater, for straight plays, and continue to push the boundaries of how we define theater and experiment with what else we can do with performance art, and just really get into that and hopefully get paid for it someday.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
What has been one of your favorite discoveries as a director in this project this quarter?
This quarter? That's kind of a big question.
Or an easier one might be, what do you like about directing?
Everything.
Yeah.
I like how collaborative the work is with the actors and how collaborative it's been this quarter. A lot of the times we were talking about, we're talking collectively as a group about the motivations behind the characters and why they would do this and why they would say this particular word at this time, and collaborating with the writers and figuring out how to best tell the story in the most concise and clearest way while still making it interesting.
Right.
And that was, it's just really amazing to work with so many talented people.
That's terrific. Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Michaela Ciramelli, and she's a second-year dramatic arts major here at UC Davis, and the director of The Harrowing of the Soul on the fifth stage of The Haunt. And again, is there a website associated with The Haunt, or should people just head over to the Celeste Turner Wright Building tonight? What should they do?
You can definitely head over to Wright Building anytime after 7:30 or beforehand if you want to line up earlier, or you can go to facebook.com/UCDTheaterDance or theaterdance.ucdavis.edu. And they have all the information there for ticket prices, for times, and anything else you'd like to know about the production.
Excellent. And it's tonight, is it one night only?
It was this past weekend, so tonight is our closing night.
Closing night tonight, and it concludes with a dance party after the final show.
Mm-hmm.
What fun that will be. Michaela Ciramelli, thanks so much for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.